the B92.5. It's Kat and Claudia. Claudia loves a good love story, don't you, Claudia?
Oh, I'm a hopeless romantic, as you know.
Here's a great one. I remember when coronavirus was hitting Italy really bad and they all had to stay indoors and they were on their balcony singing every night and
yes,
playing music.
It was so beautiful, yeah.
There's a couple that actually met that way and now they're being called the Romeo and Juliet from Italy because they're officially engaged.
No, they met from balcony to balcony?
Yes.
That's so cute.
They both went out on the first night on their balcony and they looked across and she saw him and he saw her and then eventually they started hanging out and next thing you know, they're now engaged.
Oh my God, are you talking about my parents? That's how my parents met.
Really?
Yes, except they had balconies from in Montreal. But
and
that's
no
how
pandemic.
They met. No pandemic.
Wow, that's a great. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow, so they're the modern Romeo and Juliet.
They are.
They're the Quebec version.
That's right.
Did the pandemic, did you find love during the pandemic just like this couple did? I'm sure there are people that have stories of they spent more time with people and you know, started falling in love.
Absolutely. And some people might have had to make choices like, okay, like we just started dating, but let's move in together because we don't want to be apart. And maybe that evolved into something mm-hmm. like engagement or marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. I also read a stat that 2020 is known as the year of the breakup. But we won't talk about that.
No.
We're going the other way.
We want to be positive tonight.
Have you found love during the pandemic? All right, text us right now. It's Kat and Claudia at 92925. We want to hear your story on the beat. The B92.5, it's Kat Spencer with Claudia Marquez. As you know, Premier Legault announced a red alert today, and we're going to talk about that. It's going to mean we're going to be spending more time together again with our families. Who we fell in love with so many years ago.
That's right.
And we're asking you if you're like the Italian Romeo and Juliet. They met on the balconies in Italy, and now they're engaged. Have you fallen in love during the pandemic?
That's right. And we did get a text, but I believe you wanted to read it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because you liked it so much.
I'm talking
you were like,
a lot.
I want to read it.
I'm hogging the microphone here. I found love during the pandemic. I DM'd my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We talked for hours. When we finally met, we realized the time we spent getting to know each other on a deeper level built the most exceptional relationship we ever had. I don't have any names here, though. I don't know who's who, but we have a lovely, lovely couple.
I love that. Congratulations to the two of you. Hopefully, you remain in love for many, many, many years to come.
Also got a text from, I'm at Bombardier Aerospace in Saint Laurent evening shift. You guys kept my spirits up throughout this break, which has been the most difficult time of my life. But just so far, just wanted to let you know, we love what you guys are doing.
And you know what?
Thank you.
You know, I found love also with the listeners.
Yes.
Right? Because we've been keeping each other company. And we, like he said, we've been keeping each other's spirits up. So we'd like to thank you guys also for being part of our day.
That's a good point. We fell in love with our listeners on a deeper level.
That's right. That's right.